our minds have been very focused in recent years on young people and the risk of child abuse. In part, we have the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse to thank for that focus. But while we're more focused, a new study raises questions about whether children really are equipped to deal with situations where an adult makes them feel uncomfortable or unsafe. Dr. Tim Moore is from the Australian Catholic University's Institute of Child Protection Studies. Tim, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're the lead author of the report looking at how kids feel about their safety at school and other institutions as well. What did the report find?
Well, the report really reported on findings from an online survey, which was based on focus groups that we did with children and young people, where we asked them, what is it you need to be safe and feel safe in institutions? And what would you like adults to do to ensure that you're safe? So the survey told us that most kids feel safe most of the time, which is fantastic, but different groups of kids were less confident in institutions in responding to their safety concerns. So some kids felt that adults might not be accessible to them, that there might not be enough adults around who are watching out for kids and noticing when things aren't okay.
One thing that jumped out was that some kids actually thought that a situation with an unsafe adult might actually get worse if they told a teacher or another adult, somebody that they could report this to. That sounds very, very, very scary, actually. It's not very reassuring at all.
Yeah, the scenario we presented to them was quite grey. So we gave them a scenario where a child had an adult who was acting inappropriately, who got too close, who said things that made them feel a bit weird, who creeped them out, and we asked them what they would do in that situation. Children in the focus groups told us that unless there was something concrete which they could take to adults, adults didn't necessarily believe them or take their concerns seriously. So we weren't surprised in the survey that lots of kids said a similar thing. They said they wouldn't go to an adult because they weren't always confident that adults would take them seriously and weren't always sure that adults would know what to do or say. Children and young people instead said that they would turn to a peer or a family member, most likely their mum, but dads also came up, which is great, rather than talking to someone about it at school, and mostly because they thought adults at school would think that this type of conversation was uncomfortable.
Another finding was that children are more likely to speak with another child than an adult. What do you make of that? Is that concerning? I mean, it makes sense to me in some way that children feel comfortable, obviously, with their peers, but what is the consequence of that?
Yeah, our finding mirrors findings of other studies which have really focused on the role that peers can play in supporting each other. I think one of the things that came out in this study was that most girls in particular said that they wouldn't know what to do or say based on education or classes that they'd had, which suggests to me that if kids are coming to them and saying, what do I do, they won't necessarily know, you know, what sort of supports are available or how to get out of this problem. So it is good that kids are turning to someone, but we have to make sure that young people are equipped to support that young person and get them help when needed.
And do we need to train adults working in institutions with children to make them more comfortable about having these conversations about abuse with kids?
Yeah, absolutely. Over the last decade or so, I think schools in particular have done a whole lot of work to make sure that kids are safe and that put in strategies to ensure that the right people are employed, for example. But children and young people have told us that they're totally oblivious to that, and that adults aren't talking to them enough about their safety concerns and actually what they're doing. So kids said that what they needed most from teachers was for them to sit down and say, what are your issues? What would you do in this scenario? And these are some of the things that we've got in place to protect you too.
Do you feel we're getting better taking the concerns of children seriously? If they say, for instance, and you mentioned that word creepy, you know, that they describe, and kids feel it, you know, they know when something's not right. Everyone remembers being a child and just knowing when someone makes you feel very uncomfortable. When they identify a teacher, for instance, as being creepy or a carer or somebody, do we listen to them?
I don't think so. Children and young people told us that they thought that adults needed something concrete, that they needed to see it themselves or would base it on their past experiences of that person, and that they felt that adults were ill-equipped to really take kids' concerns seriously, which was a problem for kids, not only that adults weren't listening, but they felt that they wouldn't go to another adult because they would expect a similar kind of response. So it suggests to us that we need to take kids' concerns seriously and act on them in an appropriate way. Children were very mindful that sometimes their assessments weren't accurate, but they wanted adults to keep an eye out to say, okay, is this person okay, and are this child's concerns warranted?
Looking overall, kind of macro, you know, let's look right back out. Mm. Is there any evidence to suggest that we're getting better at tackling child sexual abuse?
We know from the international literature that rates of child sexual abuse is actually decreasing significantly. So we know that kids are safer now than they were in the past. But I think what we're still not good at is picking up the early warning signs, particularly ones that children have raised, and acting on them really early on in the piece.
You say we've gotten better, and that's obviously, well, that's reassuring in some degree. That means that some of the strategies that we've taken are working. But did you expect us to even be better than we are? I mean, how does, you know, obviously we'd like to be in a community where no children can be abused. That is our aim, and it should be what we demand in our culture. But are we anywhere near achieving that?
No, I don't think so. I think we still really do need to really promote children and children's rights and take their views seriously. I think that there are lower numbers of people who are experiencing abuse, but reality is if one child experiences abuse, then we've failed. We really need to ramp up the game to ensure that every child is safe and that we will respond to their concerns when they raise them.
Tim, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. Pleasure.
That's Dr. Tim Moore. He's a lead author on a report commissioned by the Royal Commission on Sexual Abuse. He's also a senior research fellow at the Australian Catholic University's Institute of Child Protection Studies.
Discover the best of RN on Facebook. Simply search for ABC RN.